is oh dear, it's the 28th of June 1969, and it's Saturday evening. And I just finished playing the tape you sent me the beginning of the week. I was very, very happy to hear from you, to receive the tape, and I was very surprised when Cree spoke on it. Of course, you had told me in the beginning of the tape that she had called and was visiting with her mother, which I think is just wonderful. I knew you would enjoy Cree's company, as I have always, and of course I have not met her mother. I did speak with her mother once or twice on the telephone. But I think that's very, very nice, and I was just glad you were able to be home, and I know everything went well. There would be no reason for it not to. But then Cree isn't very difficult to please anyway. I mean, she's pretty down to earth. She's I was going to say funny, but funny is not the word. That she's a bit unusual, I think, in her ways and in her appearance. She's a very tiny individual, extremely thin. I've always tried to encourage her to fatten up a little bit, and she has a marvelous appetite, but she never gains an ounce. And as I say, I absolutely enjoyed the whole tape, and so many times I have extended the invitation to people to drop by and visit, just say hello, or even call you. And you have received a couple of calls and a couple of visits, but many, many fall through, so that I was fairly sure Cree would make a strong effort to visit with you. She usually tries to keep her word, and of course she's not that far from our area. I do have her address, Duchess. At least I'm sure this is the same address. It's the one she gave me, a year or two ago. I'm looking it up in my wallet here. Let's see now. Get your pen and pencil or pen and paper ready. Her mother's name is Mrs. Mary Windus, and the address that I have is 20. Now, this is what Cree gave me, as I say, a good year or two ago, Duchess, but I think it still holds true. You know, you get very excited because I did receive a tape from Cree back a few weeks ago, and I do the same thing. You forget what you have told people. Now, I knew Cree was going to the convention, but I still haven't got straight in my mind whether or not Carolyn is going to return to Korea. From what Cree said, I assume she is not, and yet I thought she had planned to. You know, like parts of it, there's parts missing in between, so I can more or less guess what has happened. Like the last Cree told me is she was definitely going to school this summer, and then from what she said on this current tape, she evidently was not in time to get enrolled in Rutgers, or for that matter, any other school. But I thought it was pretty definite she would be enrolled in one school or another, either Rutgers or I think a school possibly in New York City, Columbia or some other school. But I guess things didn't pan out the way she had hoped they would. I know she was running pretty late into the summer to get into most semesters. But I'm sure something will break for her because she has a very sharp mind, and the one time or several times we talked about jobs and locations, and Cree did mention she would be interested in something in Washington, D.C., possibly the Library of Congress or some other government-run library. I don't know enough about the library field. I know that there are many types of libraries, reference and technical and what have you, and some are preferred over others, again, by different people. So some of the news is, all of it is good, but some of it is a little choppy, and you have to fill in the blanks, so to speak. I probably have Carolyn's address if I play the old tape back. The tape wasn't a good one for my little machine here. It wasn't recorded loud enough. This was the tape that Cree and Carolyn sent me from Korea, so some of it I couldn't get as clear as I would like to. But maybe you could give Cree a call from time to time from the office and find out. I would be interested in knowing if Carolyn is planning to return to Korea, or is she planning to work in service clubs in the States. If Cree gets working anywhere on the East Coast, I certainly will have to plan to visit when I do return to the States. And hopefully Cree can stop by from time to time and say hello to you if she's going up or down the coast. Also, Duchess, I've taken all these notes. right. Hurry. Ask Cree, Duchess, if you get the chance. Now, I know that Cree isn't going to be there all the time, and you may not be able to reach her, but should you get a hold of her, ask her from whom she purchased the car. I remember Cree telling me she bought a car, I think, over here, and picked it up probably at the docks at New York somewhere. See if you can get some details. You're worse than I am. I don't pay attention. Oh, I do pay attention. I forget when I start to make a tape. But I found myself thinking about my own faults when you were saying, oh, now what did Cree tell me? I didn't pay attention. I forgot what she said. You have to get them down almost immediately. Otherwise, they are gone. Not forever, perhaps, but at least temporarily. So that was good. That was real nice. I was very happy to receive the tape. Let's see. I did make a note or two, not a great many, but a couple things I wanted to mention to you. Oh, I received a letter from Ruth, a very, very nice letter, telling me of a few things that were very, very pleasant. Her daughter graduating cum laude from Montclair State Teachers, I think. Oh, dear, I hope I have that right. I know it. I think it is, anyway. This is wonderful. I think this is a great accomplishment, and I admire anyone who can achieve high standards like that. I think Ruth has many reasons to feel proud. Anyway, I extend a sincere thank you for the letter, for the mail, and all the news in it. I'm sure you are sharing these tapes with Ruth. And if she had to wait for a letter in return, it could be a very long wait. So you will have to tell her how much I did appreciate hearing from her. And knowing that both of you are sharing the same fun, the same little things, as you both have mentioned, that give you a great deal of peace and happiness, just doing them together. This is very nice. I don't think you can ask for much more than that. Something else I forgot to tell you on my last tape. The Thai soldiers, Duchess, that we have close to 90% that use my club. Of course, you know that we're very unique here at Bearcat. That is the one word that describes Bearcat, because no other place in the whole world has Thai soldiers like we do. I mean, this is their only location. The Panther Division is here. And so normally service clubs would have GIs in them, because we are an American service club. But not this one. No, sir. This one has ties, right? Anyway, one of the customs of the Thai boys is to wear a Buddha around their neck. And they feel if you wear this, you cannot be harmed. So consequently, I have right now I have three Buddhas. You gotta wear them. That is, you know, can die when you wear. One of the boys who works for me, his name is he's Sergeant Sukyam Sangud. He gave me two Buddhas. You have to wear it because it makes them feel good, and they feel you're safe and you're protected. And then just he gave me these several weeks ago, and I wear it around a chain around my neck. And then several nights ago, this Thai major, oh, I don't know what his name is, it's a long thing, and he came into the club several nights in a row just to visit. In fact, he came over here to the hooch looking for me. I need him, right? Like I need a hole in my head. But he gave me a Buddha, just a tiny little thing, just about a half inch long, and it's got a little Buddha in it with a glass covering, like with gold leaf around it. And he told me that it was in his family over 100 years, and his mother gave it to him, and he wanted me to have it very much. And I said, he should keep it, you know, it's probably a family heirloom or something. I don't know, maybe he has a whole pocket full and gives one out to every female he meets. I have no idea, except he insisted I take it. And so I did, and I put it on my chain. So now I have three Buddhas. So for sure, I know can die, right? That's what they all say. You wear Buddha, no can die, you safe. Some of the boys have 10, 12, 20 Buddhas on a chain hanging around their necks. But they firmly believe this, so I guess it's worthwhile for them, you know, gives them the courage to go into battle or something. I'm not sure what it does for me yet, except put a weight around my neck. But I'll go along with the program in good faith. Turn over.